So give us a little sneak peek. Like, what is Reception all about?
Reception is a show where I sit in a chair and I tell a story at the same time as I make music with my physical body. And the story is about a wedding reception in Ireland. And it's basically, in one sense, it's very funny, and it's about the family and all the ridiculous things that happen in this extravagant wedding reception in Long Island. But it's also the fact that one of their family members committed suicide a few years earlier. So it's them sort of figuring out how to socialize with each other after that had happened. And I stomp and clap a lot throughout.
I was going to say, you said you make music with your body. Can you just explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, I am a drummer as well as a writer and a theater performer. So, a lot of my theater work is about trying to kind of figure out how to combine music and theater and narrative in new ways. So physically, there's a lot of physical action that ends up happening on rhythm and happening on it ends up creating different beats, and a lot of the spoken narration ends up happening on rhythm, or people's stream of consciousness have a musical melody to it that works over top of kind of a physical movement that my feet are doing, and so all of the different elements kind of combined to make what is ultimately kind of a piece of music. It floats somewhere between like a play, a radio show, and a piece of music, somewhere all in between.
So who do you think would get the most out of this production? Do you feel like it's something more of like a theater buff will enjoy, or do you think it's something that like a casual theater goer can just jump right into?
I think it's really accessible. I think it's very easy to follow, and there's been a few runs of the show in the past, and it's generally done well with a good mix of people. There have been like a good portion of the audience have been people who see a lot of downtown theater, and then there's been people who have absolutely no interaction with theater. A number of people have come who actually come from like a music background or like a local indie rock music background who are interested in it. And I've performed at this show or shows like it at Sidewalk Cafe, which is a music venue. And so I feel like it. It's pretty open to. It's very easy to follow. I think it's experimental, but I also don't think that it's in any way. So I think all kinds of people, which is sort of a cop-out answer. But I do think that.
Okay, what's your favorite facet of the show? Like, performing it, what's like the thing you get the most excited about?
That's a good question. I think the thing that I get most excited about is the show is very athletic to perform. I'm speaking very quickly through a lot of it and doing a great deal with my body, and just the coordination of it is actually quite exhausting and quite difficult. And I think that's the basis of a lot of the audiences, the way that they lock in and the way that they get invested. And I think the parts I get most excited are the parts that are sprinkled throughout, which are actually quite long pauses or moments of suspense or moments where things really, really quiet down and hold still for a period of time, and feeling the times when it's the show is successful and people are locked in enough that actually people seem just as invested, and there's kind of this hush in the room and this leaning forward. I get really excited about that because it feels like people are listening and people are there in the room. That's, I think, what I get most excited about, is the hope that those will be successful.
How do you want the show to be remembered years from now? If somebody, you know, that sees it kind of says, oh, I remember that one. How do you want them to look back?
That's also a good question. I think I would want them to... the things that I strive for, that it would be wonderful if someone did remember the show this way, is that that the form felt original but made perfect sense for the story that was being told. And I would love if someone in over after years still remembered the characters and in thinking about the show remembered it as a show where the fictional characters felt very true to life and where each of the characters were treated equally with precision and with love, I would say, which is sort of an abstract thing. But yeah, that thing where one remembers the characters and feels like they saw a lot of the dark and troubled elements of the characters, but ultimately were led to love them. Yeah. I don't know if that's kind of a troubling thing to remember after years, but it would be very nice if that was how they thought about the show afterwards.